T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Shannon Goldman with us from The Athletic here on our Friday Sabres Live show. And the playoffs are upon us, Shana, starting tomorrow. So with that being said, we give you 30 seconds to recap or point out something from the regular season that needs, you know, kind of your punctuation mark on it.
The NHL got the scheduling completely and totally wrong all season, but it is nice to know they know how to make it work when it matters. And that is the biggest takeaway from the regular season to the playoffs. We have staggered starts. We have, you know, few overlapping games. We're barely watching intermissions. Like, this is what we need. Like, let's ride. I am hyped.
Shana, I should say thank you for the hat. And, you know, I'll make sure that Duffer and Jeff get theirs. And the scrunchies, they're fantastic. So I'll be wearing mine around Buffalo. They're going to say, what is this? And I'll point them right to you guys. Which I did like the last few days of the regular season. All the games that mattered somehow started at the same time. So I was like, this is great because nobody knows what's happening. Like the fact that Detroit scored with 3 seconds left and Torts didn't know that he didn't have to pull his goalie, but still pulled his goalie, which allowed Washington to score. I love the drama of the same time, but when it's November, December, yeah, a staggered start. In playoffs, we're going to get staggered starts, so it's great. Okay, now you got your 30 seconds. We move on. Playoffs. Who is or is there a clear-cut favorite? Because I look at the odds, right? And I'm thinking, I have all the higher seed winning in the first round. But Vegas has Colorado favored to beat Winnipeg. It has Boston barely, a very close favorite to the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm like, how can they see that? Am I crazy? Like, I think Winnipeg and Boston are going to win, but and Boston's going to crush Toronto. But that's just the way I see it. What do you think?
It's really tough. I think with Boston, Toronto, there's that vibe factor that maybe should make it a little further apart than what the numbers say. Because like on paper, you have the high-end offensive, you know, Toronto Maple Leafs against the defensive Bruins, who you pick their goalie tandem any day of the week. Pick a goalie, it's better than anyone the Leafs have combined, right?
Yeah.
I get why it's a tight series in theory. And also, I feel like I'm on like my Bruins hate tour, and I apologize for this. I feel like I've been just crushing them every time I get the chance to talk about them, but I just don't think that they dominate the way I'd want a contender to, and I look at some of the gaps up front, and it's what gives me a little bit of pause. So I get why that's close, but Winnipeg, Colorado is such an interesting one, because if you look at the game last week, you're like, it's fine. Winnipeg has this in spades, but I do think the series is closer. There's something about the Avs' star power that we can't overlook, and I do like their depth additions. It's just the goaltending. If it comes down to goaltending, we know goaltending can win a series. It's going to the Jets every day of the week. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this one is going to be close. Like, that's when I'm like, okay, it's a coin flip for me.
Well, let's go rapid fire and start with the first out of the blocks tomorrow, and Islanders Carolina. This is open for both of you guys to discuss. Shana, obviously you get first word and everything though. Right. So Islanders Carolina, and expectations, whatever. Minor storyline, major storyline, what do we see?
How funny would it be the year the Canes finally do what we've all been asking them to do for years? Get someone finishing talent is the year that they lose in the first round. That would be too much for me. But to me, the Canes are dominant. Their system, it just works. They have the star power factor. Jarvis's breakout year. The goaltending looks great. The Islanders are so much better defensively, and we're going to be talking about the Patrick Waugh effect all postseason long, and we should be, right? Mm-hmm. It's so interesting how much better they are defensively since he took over. It feels like the Islanders are a team that have the potential to do damage once they get into the playoffs, right? Like, we know that they thrive in that kind of environment, but I think it's a little more mismatched than it was last year because the Canes are that much better.
Okay, so Carolina, for me, the two players that will make a difference is Andrei Svechnikov and Jake Guentzel. Last year, they did not have Svechnikov in the playoffs, and Max Pacioretty, who was supposed to be their goal scorer, was injured again. So they were minus those two players. This year, they have Svechnikov, they have Guentzel, who had a fantastic 17 games played, 8 goals, 17 assists, like 25 points. Unbelievable ending to the season with them. But when I was a kid, Duffer and Shayna, we used to have the big colored TV that was that big block of wood with the TV in it, like on the floor, right? And when the Quebec Nordiques were playing in the playoffs and then the Canadians were also playing, my dad would pull out the old black and white TV from the basement and set it on top, and we'd have the Canadians game on top and the Nordiques on the bottom. Well, the Islanders Carolina is the black and white TV for me. Like, it's going to be like my second and third screens. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not as involved into that series as I am in the other ones. I don't know, but that's just me.
I'm with you.
I'm not. I love it. I'm just teasing. I actually don't. No, it's fine. I'm good.
I'm not allowed to have too many Islander takes, you see. I'm the enemy of the Islanders fans, apparently, this year. Yeah. I've been the one that defends them forever when they're like, oh, Toronto media hates us. And then I'm like, well, here's the silver lining, even though I'm not Toronto media, but like, hey, but this year I've become the true enemy to the point where people think I'm from Toronto now. I see it in the comments, like, ah, people, Canadian media hates us. And I'm like, I'm from New York. And then that opens up another can of worms. So,
right. Well, Toronto's
I have to keep my takes.
Yeah. Yeah. Toronto's on the docket, of course, tomorrow as well with Boston. So, Marty, you think it's going to be a short series?
I think it's funny that the odds right now for Boston winning in five is set at like plus 540. And for Boston winning in six is set at 520. And like, I would take those two. I think it's Boston in five or six. I think it's Boston in five first. But I mean, this is great juice and great value if you're looking at a couple of plus 500 that one of them may hit.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I think if it goes seven, it goes to Boston. But I think Toronto might be able to win in six.
But I agree. I think Toronto will win the series.
It's tough.
Yeah. Tampa and Florida is amazing. Like,
I am
so good.
Pumped. It gives you the new school, old school vibes more than any other series, right? Like, mm-hmm. they are going to kill each other in the best way. But it that is such an exciting one. It's so funny because you have the Cinderella story of last year. Like, could that be the Lightning now all of a sudden? But with the Panthers, like, they've been favored all year, and it's for good reason. Mm-hmm. But the Lightning, you know, I'm more of a numbers person, but I like the vibes, and I like the they know what it takes narrative. They want to get past round one from last year. Victor Hedman's picked it up. Kucherov and Point are killing it. If Vasilevsky is on his game, like, I am much more intrigued in this series. I want it to be a drag-out fight. I want seven games, and I hope it's not blowouts back and forth, which I could see happening.
Mm-hmm. I have only one series this year in the first round going to seven games, and it is Florida-Tampa. And I agree. I think that Vasilevsky is definitely the next factor. But Florida, man, like, if you roll out Barkov, Reinhart, Tkachuk, Verhaeghe, you know, you got Bennett, you got Lundell. Like, I mean, Tampa doesn't have that depth anymore. Yeah. Like, they have their top guys, but they don't have the depth. I think Paul Maurice is going to manipulate that to his advantage. I think it's Florida in seven for me.
Yeah, that's hard to argue. I really want to go with Tampa, but I'm just not sure they can get it done from a depth standpoint on the blue line. And of course, this, you know, assumes Ekblad and the Panthers are what they should be, but we'll see. I love the idea of seven, though. You know, I have hearkened back to that first meeting they had 4 years ago, often.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And can't imagine it being much different than that this time around.
The biggest thing with that, this or that, guys, quickly, are we using the Battle of Florida or do we use the Sunshine State Battle? Like, what? Like, what's the best name for the series?
Battle of Florida.
We have Battle of Ontario, Battle of Alberta. We have all of those. But
Battle of the Florida Men, I would also accept. But the Sunshine Battle, like, it's too many words.
Yes, it's very a mouthful for me as well.
Sunshine Series works for me. Washington and Rangers, the Battle of the Lindgrens, Shayna.
Yes.
Yeah, you have the two hottest goalies of the second half of the season, right? Charlie Lindgren's killing it. Igor Shesterkin, after I don't know what happened in January, suddenly remembered he's an elite goalie, and look at what he's done since. Mm-hmm. The thing I'm definitely going to watch for, my wild card in this series that I think could make it a shorter series than I already think it will be, is Filip Hedl. First and foremost, you have to hope he's healthy because it's been a tough year. You don't want to see that for anyone. If he can play, especially on that top line on the wing, well, I guess they're really more of the 1B, but whatever.
Yeah.
With Zibanejad and Kreider, if he plays there, I think that is the key to the Rangers making this a very short series. Mm-hmm. He is such a good player. I think he's exactly what that line needs. And I love the idea of loading your forward group up with players who can play center. You look around the league at a team like Florida, right? Or, you know, a team potentially like New York, if they have, and Vancouver especially, if you have so many people who can play center, you can mix and match your lines and combinations you didn't, you know, most can't even dream of because you have all these different options. I love that for them. So that could be what I think makes it potentially a 5-game series.
Rangers struggled with Pittsburgh 2 years ago and Louis Domingue with the spicy pork and rice or whatever he had before coming in late in overtime. They did not beat New Jersey last year, but they have learned and will make quick work of the Washington Capitals, the Rangers in five.
Yeah, I think Alexi Lafreniere is ready to have a large impact on the Stanley Cup playoffs. Colorado, Winnipeg.
I'm torn. This one's a coin flip for me. I haven't done my bracket yet, and I'm not doing it until my three dogs go, because if there's a consensus pick that they go with, I feel like I either have to listen or go against it. Like, sometimes they have wild cards. Like, Mika last year knew the Leafs were going to win. Zouk knew that the Panthers were going deep. So I have to listen to them a little bit on this series because I'm so torn. I feel like there are things that have been going wrong for Colorado in the last couple games, obviously besides last night, but that's not fair. And that does give me a little bit of pause. But I love the way the Avalanche leaned into their strengths, and their speed is what's going to really make this series interesting. I think that is their one true weapon that can really expose other teams. And it's not to say that the Jets don't have it. It's just that no one has it up and down their lineup like Colorado.
Okay. How about Georgiev? I mean, you don't have to look any further than that. Like, that really is the bottom line here. I think we may see Justus Enninen in that series because Colorado is going to be struggling to figure it out, and they may not trust Georgiev by game three of this series. So that's, I don't know. I see Winnipeg. I'm going to give them in six, but I see Winnipeg winning this. And even if Colorado wins a couple, it's going to be a control city for Winnipeg.
I will go with Colorado. We need to pick up the pace if we're going to get them all in. Nashville and Vancouver, Shayna.
One of the series I'm most excited about. This one gives me upset potential, and it's not a knock at Vancouver. It is just all kudos to Nashville. When they turned around their game, they've become one of the best scoring chance teams and one of the best at limiting them against. Goaltending's clicking. I still think Vancouver might be the one to get it done, but I think this one I definitely think is going the distance.
Yeah, and Thatcher Demko playing a couple of games is going to help. I think if he's back to normal, Vancouver does it in six, but Roman Josi, Philip Forsberg, Jussi Saros, they could scramble things up.
Can Gus Nyquist continue his career year? If he does, Nashville can win the series. Vegas and Dallas, Shayna.
I'm disappointed this is round one. I was watching last night's game, like, please don't do this to me. This is my Western Conference dream, but if I can get Edmonton against Dallas, I'll be okay too. The wild card, health, of course, right? Is Mark Stone healthy enough to play? And I hate the discourse around it, like, oh, they're cheating again. I think there's a difference between being healthy enough to play game one of the playoffs versus game 82 of the regular season. And nobody knows what a spleen injury is like. So I struggle with that a little bit. The spleen discourse, it sends me. But Vegas is stacked. They have it, you know, a ton of matchup potential, like with Theodore and Hanifin and Petrangelo and Stone and Carlson. Like, I love everything about that. But the Stars have been my team to beat all year. They are stacked. Love their game. Jake Oettinger has finally added some consistency over this last month after struggling a lot this season. I feel like someone like Wyatt Johnston's going to become more of a household name in this series. Like, I'm ready for him to pick it up.
I would have picked Vegas 99 times out of 100 for that one because I don't like the Dallas Stars and like Shayna, who loves them. But I'm going to stick with Dallas. I think this is like my internal upset. I should pick Vegas, but Dallas is going to win. So I'm upsetting my own decision. So I'm picking Dallas in six.
Yeah, I'm torn too. I think Dallas is better than I give them credit for, but I'm going to go with Vegas. So on to LA and Edmonton, Shayna.
It's the Oilers series to lose right here. We've seen it before. I think in years past, I had more confidence in the Kings getting it done. I really like what Knoblanc has done. You're seeing Ekholm Bouchard play so well together. McDavid and Draisaitl are clicking on different lines. You have the Zach Hyman factor. The big thing is, I know the Kings, we talk a lot about the 1-3-1 system, and for good reason, right? They've been so much better defensively, but their offense has trended in the wrong direction since they've picked up defensively, and I think that's going to help them slow down and try to contain McDavid. But if you're going to beat McDavid, you need to make them play defense, right? It can't just be you shutting them down and trying to play that style. You have to proactively push it against it. And I just don't think they have it.
So the Oilers are going to win, but it's not going to be because McDavid and Draisaitl and Hyman and Nugent Hopkins and Bouchard are going to light it up. It's because Perry, Kane, Fogle, McLeod, these guys are going to help supporting them. And that's going to be the key that's going to make the Edmonton Oilers beat the LA Kings is this one, despite the fact that the Kings with Kopitar, Deno, Doughty, like, I think they're going to push back a lot.
I want to be wrong, but I think the Oilers will win this series. Will Utah make the playoffs in their first season? Shayna.
Yes, they're going to be a wild card team. They have the potential to put together a really cool roster, which I'm going to try to build next week. And I want to see how good that they can be. It feels like they want to spend. And I like that. And I like some of the players there. You have Cooley, Michelli. Like, that's a nice core supporting core to go around the Kellers and the Schmaltzes of the world. If you can actually add some impact players with that coaching, I could totally see it.
Not in year one, but in year two, yes. I think in year one, it's going to be a bit of a zoo and a circus in Salt Lake. It's going to be an adjustment. But in year two, they will make it.
10 seconds, Shayna. What's the team name?
Oh, God. I kind of like Hockey Club. I'm feeling
that gosh.
A little bit.
The Yetis. The Yetis.
I'm disappointed. I wanted Salt Lake City.
Utah Yetis. It's a mouthful, but I think the Yetis work.
Enjoy the playoffs, Shayna. Thank you. We'll see you next week. Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.